Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 5, 6 to 14. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 to 14. And I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The Lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. Then circled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and worth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. My theme for reflection is heaven's greatest song. Heaven's greatest song. If you have ever walked into a concert halfway through and wondered, "What's all the excitement about?" then you can imagine a bit of what John must have felt in Revelation 5. Caught up into the throne room of heaven, he finds himself in the middle of the most breathtaking worship service of all time. But unlike earthly concerts, there is no warm-up act. The focus is immediate, total, and deserved. Jesus, the Lamb who is worthy. Revelation 5 brings us to the dramatic moment when the search for someone worthy to open the scroll, the title deed to all creation, seems to fail. No one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth is found. The Apostle John weeps, not from uncertainty, but from the unbearable thought of a world forever enslaved by sin and evil. Then an elder speaks the words that change everything. "Weep no more. Behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered." And here is the beauty. The lion appears as a lamb, standing yet slain, displaying the paradox of victory through sacrifice. Augustine of Hippo captured this mystery so well. The lion conquered because he became a lamb. The scars remain as eternal proof that the price of our redemption has been paid. The response of heaven is immediate and overwhelming. The four living creatures, the elders, the angels beyond counting, and finally, all of creation erupt in cascading praise. Sevenfold blessings, power and worth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing are declared over the Lamb. This moment reminds us that at the center of history and eternity is not an idea, a government, or even a church, but a person, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. For us today, this is not merely a glimpse into a distant future. It is a summons to live now in the light of the Lamb's worthiness. The scroll represents the unfolding of God's ultimate plan to restore creation, a plan set in motion by Jesus' death and resurrection. If heaven centers everything on Jesus, so must we. Our lives, our work, relationships, time and resources are opportunities to reflect His supremacy and mercy. The chapter closes with the most inclusive choir imaginable. Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Even creation groans for restoration, and here we see its longing fulfilled. There is no silent observer. Everyone worships. And this reminds us, worship is the most natural and fitting response to encountering Jesus. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of my life am I keeping from the Lordship of the worthy Lamb? Number two, how can I join the song of heaven by living a life of worship and surrender today? And now our practical exercise for today. Pause for 5 minutes today. In quiet or aloud, speak 7 praises of Jesus, reflecting power, wisdom, mercy, faithfulness, love, justice, and holiness. Let this act of personal worship reconnect you to the reality that Jesus reigns over every part of your life. Worthy are you, O Lamb of God, who was slain to redeem us and all creation. Teach us to live in surrender and in song, reflecting your beauty and glory in every moment. Help us to join the worship of heaven by offering our lives as living sacrifices of praise. You alone are our hope and our King. In your matchless name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.